Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to our program here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Delighted to have you as usual on a day where spring seems to be a bit more of a concept than a reality. But as a part of that, the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection has issued a statewide air quality alert due to the smoke from the fires in Canada. Canadian wildfire smoke is back in the atmosphere over western Mass, so you can expect the sky to look hazy to you, and you might even smell smoke at times. Now, this air quality alert is in effect from 12 a.m. Tuesday to 12 a.m. Wednesday. Smoke expected to spread eastward through much of the state overnight and early morning on Tuesday. Air quality expected to be unhealthy if you're sensitive to air quality, including folks with heart or lung disease, asthma, that kind of thing. Older adults, children, teenagers, people who are active outdoors, people with either lung disease or heart disease are at greater risk from exposure to ozone. So, the pollution is the worst in the Berkshire and Franklin counties, but it will likely drift towards Springfield Metro's area over the course of the day. Mayor Sarno and State Rep. Bud Williams are going to co-host a special Juneteenth celebration Monday, June 19th, with a flag-raising ceremony at City Hall at 2 p.m. Following the flag-raising ceremony, a special musical celebration will take place at Springfield Symphony Hall, with the Springfield Symphony Orchestra featuring powerful themes of freedom, hope, unity, with the Springfield Symphony Chorus, Extended Family Choir, and Avery Sharp Quartet, soloist Kevin Sharp, Sophia Rivera, Hashima Moha, and Vanessa Ford. Musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra will present two chamber music concerts this summer, one at the prestigious Seven R's Music Festival in Worthington, Mass. On July 23, the second at the Longmeadow Adult Center in Longmeadow. That'll be on August 3. The Moso Horn Trio, Beth Welty, violin, Sarah Sutherland, horn, and Elizabeth Scavish, piano, will perform the world premiere of Triptych for piano, violin, and horn. The 7R's concert is at 4 p.m. and free, and they would like a donation if you can manage it at the door. If you'd like details, you can go on to 7Rs.org. The Keep It Fresh Quartet is an ensemble including Moso musicians Beth Welty, Danny Rimoni, Joel Wolf, and Jill Dreben, and they will perform on the lawn at the Longmeadow Adult Center, which is 211 Maple Road, Longmeadow, at 6 p.m. Thursday, August 3. They are tossing around possible locations for the new Hampden Courthouse, the Roderick Ireland Courthouse, and these locations being considered from the riverfront in Springfield to East Longmeadow. 13 locations, including 125 Liberty Street, which is a medical building, and the former municipal hospital site at 1400 State. A report ranked each location, and coming out on top was the current site of the courthouse at 50 State Street, but Springfield Mayor Sarno wants to see the new courthouse built along the Connecticut River between Clinton and Avocado Streets in the city's north end. Let's go over to Chicopee, where they are pleased to announce a special flag-raising ceremony to be held in honor of Portuguese Heritage Month. The Portuguese flag will be raised at the Flag Plaza, Chicopee City Hall, Friday, June 9, at 11 a.m. The event is part of the city's observance of Portuguese Heritage Month, a celebration of the rich history, culture, and contributions of the Portuguese community in Chicopee and beyond. Mayor John Vio will preside over the ceremony, which will include the raising of the Portuguese flag and some remarks from community leaders. The event is open to the public. All residents and community members, especially those of Portuguese descent, are invited to join in the celebration. A man in Chicopee has hit it big for a mill. Edward Abramowitz of Chicopee has claimed his winning ticket on May 19th. He chose the one-time payment of the $1 million prize, and he'll get $650,000, which is before taxes, of course. Now, he bought his ticket at the New Corner Variety which is an 1875 memorial in Chicopee, and the store will receive a $10,000 bonus for selling the winning ticket. The $4 million Diamonds Instant Ticket launched on April 18, 2023. They're $10 a pop, and there are two remaining chances to win $4 million, and the tickets remain that are worth $1 million. Now, from the world of the live stage, here's a report from our Arts Beat man, Mark Auerbach. Mark?
The Stones, Kit Brookman's audience favorite at last season's Edinburgh Fringe Festival, has its American premiere as the opener of Great Barrington Public Theatre's season at Simon's Rock, June 15th through July 2nd. Ryan Winkle stars as Nick in the spellbinding, darkly comic tale about a teacher who takes on the role of a tutor. Michelle Joyner directs. For details, greatbarringtonpublictheater.org. The Cake, Becca Brunstetter's acclaimed comedy drama about a baker who's asked to bake a cake for a gay wedding, is the final offering on Silverthorne Theater season, with performances through June 17th at Emily Dickinson Hall on the Hampshire College campus. Gina Kaufman directs, and Shakespeare and Company's Elizabeth Aspen leader stars. For details, silverthorntheater.org. Tchaikovsky and Pride. The Hartford Symphony performs Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, Pathétique, on a program with Ian Bell's Stonewall 69 Symphonic Suite and Mason's She Dreams of Flying, June 9th through 11th at the Bushnell. Carolyn Kwan conducts. For details, hartfordsymphony.org. Cabaret, the Candor and Ebb musical, opens the Barrington Stage Boyd Quinson main stage season and features the inaugural work of the theater's new artistic director, Alan Paul. Joe Mastaroff's book, inspired by Christopher Isherwood's Berlin stories, tells the tale of Fraulein Sally Bowles and others partying to excess as Nazism envelops Berlin during the end of the Roaring Twenties. It was a sizzler in its original 1966 Broadway run, a major hit as a film, which was quite different than the original stage musical, and refreshingly fresh in its revival at the Roundabout. The Roundabout version is the one you'll see in Pittsfield, June 14th through July 8th. Paul and choreographer Katie Spellman collaborated on a Washington, D.C. production of Cabaret several years ago, which was the must-see of D.C.'s theater season. For details, barringtonstageco.org. Meanwhile, Mr. Finn's Cabaret at Barrington Stage has announced some of its summer season. Besides the previously announced Donna McKechnie, the Cabaret will present the Musical Theater Conservatory Cabaret on June 26th. Singer-songwriter Todd Allman, July 16th. Jason Robert Brown, composer of Parade and Mr. Saturday Night, on August 31st and September 1st. And Alan H. Green, September 2nd and 3rd. For details, barringtonstageco.org. And it's award season. Be sure to tune in to the Tony Awards this Sunday evening on CBS. Theo Foret, the associate artist at Barrington Stage, who won the Drama Desk and Outer Critics Circle Award for Outstanding Scenic Design for New York, New York, is up for that, Tony. Congratulations to Barrington Stage's artistic associate, Alejo Vietti, who won the 2023 Lucille Lortel Award for his outstanding costume design of Titanic, the musical. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. And a reminder, Interstate 84 is just not the best choice for a drag race. According to Connecticut State Police, 20-year-old Hannah Bartolucci was arrested along with two other men from Connecticut. The troopers say they spotted Bartolucci's car driving side by side with another car going faster than 120 miles per hour on I-84 at 1:43 a.m. The other vehicle, operated by 37-year-old Tetnessi William Tortellas Hernandez from Waterbury, Connecticut. They were both charged with the following: racing, reckless driving, reckless endangerment, first degree. Tortellas Hernandez is looking at an additional charge of improper use of color lights and high beams. These arrests were made following months of work from law enforcement agencies including the FBI, focused on street racing. The Connecticut State Police, along with the FBI, are continuing their efforts to stop these illegal street racing events within the state of Connecticut. All right, dear friends, thank you very much for being with us on this program, and I look forward to having you with us when we next meet, right here on your phone, computer, or whatever device gets you to the internet, gets you to the digital ether, as it were. For this program, Brad Shepherd Today, a courtesy of Pioneer Valley Radio, we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.